Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending February the 18th, 2024. I've had this week off. It is the school half term, so my son has been at home and we went to London. So that was fun. Spent a few days there. Went with my mum, son, wife, and stayed in a hotel just outside of London. And we went to Warner Brothers studio tour, Harry Potter thing. So yeah, that was really good actually. Personally, I'm not that bothered about Harry Potter. I think I was a little bit too old for it when it came out. And, you know, I've read the books since and, you know, I watched like some of the first film. And my son's really into it, so he's watched the films loads of times. So I've probably picked up quite a bit of the film stuff just through, like, you know, being in the room or something when it's on. But yeah, the studio tour is really good, really interesting. Quite amazing, really, just the detail of the sets and just the scale of the whole thing. So yeah, that was good. Yeah, my son really enjoyed it. I mean, he's 11 and it's probably like the perfect age for him. You know, he really loves the books, really loves the films. As I say, like, I'm indifferent at best. Yeah, we also went to the British Museum. You know, I've been there before and it was good just to kind of go back there and check out some stuff. Is it the biggest open crime scene in the world? Probably. A lot of stolen stuff in there, isn't there? Yeah, a lot of dubious objects that probably shouldn't be there. How have they got there? Probably in nefarious ways, let's say. But yeah, no, it was cool to see things like the Rosetta Stone, you know, that thing that there's a reproduction of in the Cairo Museum. So yeah, no, it was cool. I mean, it was interesting. Thought there was an object there that was like, what was it, from 6700 BC, that was like the oldest, like, you know, kind of human statue, basically, from, I think it was from Lebanon, something like that. So that was really old. And yeah, just kind of having a look around, looking at some of the, you know, material culture, I suppose you call it, stolen stuff. You know, it was basically a bit like a cash converters, but for ancient history. So yeah, I don't know, I've got such a weird relationship with this stuff because I'm fascinated by it, but at the same time it's like, okay, that was stolen, you know, how did that get in there? Well, this village was burnt to the ground and you know, we enslaved the people and then we took these items and then we won't give them back because, hey, they're ours and it's against the law to give them back. So yeah, it does kind of get my hackles up a bit, the whole empire colonial thing that's still there with it. You know, they say the British Empire's gone, but still got those objects that don't really belong to us. But yeah, they won't give them back. And they go, oh, no, we can't because it's against the law to give them back. Can change laws. Laws get changed. Just there seems to be an inability to do that with stuff like that. And of course, you've got the debate about custodianship. And there's a bit of a, I don't want to call it racist exactly, but there's a bit of a, we're the best at keeping stuff because, you know, we're better than those foreign people. So let's just keep these objects anyway. And we'll be better custodians than anywhere else because, hey, we're British. So yeah, it does kind of grate on me a bit. But at the same time, it's quite cool that I can get to see all this stuff in one place in London. So as I say, bit of a weird relationship with this stuff because it's not just like black and white, is it? I mean, it's more black than white, let's say. But yeah, no, it was interesting to see the stuff nonetheless. And yeah, what was it? Yeah, there was statues of, I think it was Sekhmet, the Egyptian cat god thing. And I didn't see any of them when I was in Egypt. So that was cool to see. We also, you know, had a walk around London anyway, just the kind of London centre. So my son got to see Parliament and Cleopatra's Needle, you know, that stolen obelisk from Egypt. Yeah, why that's in London, you know, who knows. Yeah, so that was cool anyway. And, you know, it was just a really good time hanging out with my mum and my son and my wife and just enjoying London. You know, I'm sounding negative a on the trip because, you know, as I say, I have this weird relationship with the idea of the British Museum, but I had a really good time. And, you know, all that stuff aside, that was good. It was good. So in terms of work, I've not really done anything this week. Just a few little blog posts and things like that. I had a couple of blog posts scheduled, so just kind of run automatically really this week. Next week, though, I want to get back to finishing The Fall of Wolfsbane. I've got to redraft the last chapter. So at the minute, it's about 1,500 words. I'll probably add a bit to that, just make it better. I wasn't happy with it, I think, the other week, so I rewrote it. So it's basically in a first draft state now, so I just need to do that again, make it better. And then I will move on to Maya's Ark. I also got an episode of Punks vs. Zombies to write. That should be my week next week. So until next time, cheerio.